Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And what right now, Dr. Bonaccio, what are the current recommended breast cancer screening guidelines for different age groups?
Yeah, so currently, if you're at average risk for breast cancer, we recommend starting yearly mammography at age 40. It is important, however, to know your risks, because sometimes women with a strong family history of breast cancer or one of the known mutations, we will start at a younger age.
And at what age should most women and men begin getting screened for breast cancer?
So for average risk women, women should start beginning at age 40, and this is a yearly mammogram that we recommend. We don't recommend routine screening mammography for men. It is possible for men to get breast cancer. It's about less than 1% of breast cancer, but unless they are a patient who has one of the known mutations for breast cancer, we don't do routine screening for men.
What are the common early signs and symptoms of breast cancer?
So that's part of the problem. The goal of screening mammography is that we find a breast cancer before you can feel it, before there's a sign of or symptom of breast cancer. That being said, it is very important for women especially, and for men as well, to be aware of their breasts. And so any changes, it could be an actual lump or sort of a firmness that's different from the other sides, or any discharge that is only from one breast, and especially if it's bloody, any change in your breast, it is important. Many of these could be benign things, but it is important, even if you had a screening mammogram last week, to make sure you tell your primary care doctor, your GYN, so that we could follow that up. Because the mammogram is not perfect, and sometimes we do find breast cancers we don't see on the mammogram because of an early sign and symptom.
With that in mind, how effective are mammograms?
Yeah, we know they are the best test we have to find breast cancer. Multiple different types of studies, including the gold standard of a randomized controlled trial, has shown that screening mammograms can lower the risk of dying from breast cancer almost 40%. So they are very effective. As I said, they're not perfect. So I always think it's very important to know, if you feel something, even if you've recently had a normal mammogram, let someone know. We will do further tests.
How do you know if you are at increased risk for breast cancer, and what do you do if you are at increased risk?
Yeah, so that's a really important question. In fact, we follow the National Comprehensive Cancer Network guidelines, and we now, that guideline and Roswell Park being part of that organization, recommend a risk assessment by the age of 25. So these risk assessments ask a lot of questions related to family history. So it's important to know your family history. If there's a history of breast cancer in women who are young, especially premenopausal, it is important to meet with your primary care doctor, or we can see you at the high-risk clinic at Roswell Park to assess your risk. And if you are at increased risk for breast cancer, we often will start performing the mammograms at a younger age, as young as 30. And sometimes what we will also do is add something called breast MRI, which is another way of looking for breast cancer for those patients who are at high risk for breast cancer. So it's important to know that you do have options if you are at increased risk of breast cancer, so it's truly worth finding out.
What new technology or advancements are there to help detect breast cancer or treat breast cancer?
Yeah, so we have had, the mortality from breast cancer over the past decades have decreased significantly, almost 40%. And part of that is early detection with, more widespread adoption of screening mammography, and part of it is improving treatments. We are continually, just a basic mammogram, I've been practicing for 28 years, has evolved from when we were just doing screen film, like a film camera, to digital, to now something we call 3D mammography, which improves our ability to find cancers. And then there are other technologies that are continually being developed that can be used to supplement the mammogram. We use screening ultrasound more in those women who have dense breast tissues. And then I mentioned the MRIs for those very high-risk women. And this is an area of constant research. Can we find better ways to find breast cancer as early as possible, where women, not only have a better chance of surviving the breast cancer, but potentially much less aggressive treatment?
What lifestyle changes can help reduce the risk of breast cancer?
Yeah. Many of the risks for developing breast cancer are ones that we don't have a whole lot of control over. There are a few, mild to moderate risks that we do have control of and are pretty much a part of a healthy lifestyle. Exercise, weight control, careful about alcohol intake. We're learning more and more that there is an association with even a glass or two of wine a day with increased risk of breast cancer. But much of what really significantly increases our risk of breast cancer, we don't have a lot of control of. And you know what? Another important point regarding risk I always like to make too, we do spend a lot of time talking about risk factors and having an increased risk of breast cancer, but most women who develop breast cancer do not have one of the major risks for breast cancer. Our biggest risk is just being a woman. So women will tell me like they don't get a screening mammogram because there's no family history, but that's not true. It's important you get your screening mammogram, whether you have a family history or not.
And what message do you have for folks who are dealing with breast cancer, and what other information would you like to share with the public during Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Well, I think it is important. As a breast imager, as a radiologist, I spend a lot of time talking about screening mammography, but I do think it's a time to honor those who are currently going through breast cancer treatment, who have survived, or those that we've lost to breast cancer, and acknowledge that we have a lot of work to be done. And then I also, again, women are oftentimes the caregivers in their home, and they put themselves last. And, I'm reminded to take this moment, schedule your mammogram, do something to take care of yourself.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.